The Lord, the God of Israel, had heard the groanings of his people who were enslaved in Egypt, and he chose Moses to be the one who would lead the Israelites to freedom. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses at the foot of Mount Horeb in the Sinai desert, and spoke to him from a bush that was on fire but did not burn up. "I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt," he said, "and have heard them crying because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a land flowing with milk and honey, and to give them possession of a country, the land of Canaan, which is the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and other nations." Then God commanded Moses to return to Egypt to Pharaoh's court, and to bring the Israelites out of the country. Moses hid his face and said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt?" Moses had once been a powerful prince at the royal court, but now he was nothing but a shepherd. God promised to use him in his service. "I will be with you," said the Lord, "and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain, on Mount Horeb." Moses was not convinced. He knew that the children of Israel had been in Egypt for so long that they could hardly remember they had a God. For centuries the God of their fathers had not spoken to his people. There had been no sign, no word from him. The Israelites had been living for more than 400 years among Egyptian idols and could hardly remember the God of their forefathers. So Moses said, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What shall I tell them?" The Lord said, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my name forever.'" With this name, I am, God was expressing his essential nature. The word in Hebrew is connected with the idea of a God who is eternally present, having neither beginning nor end, the one who lives and gives life. He is Yahweh, the covenant God, the Redeemer. Then the Lord spoke to Moses again, telling him to go to Egypt. "Go, assemble the elders of Israel, and say to them, 'The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared to me, and has promised to bring the people out of Egypt into a land flowing with milk and honey.'" Moses was to go to the king of Egypt and ask him to allow the Israelites to take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifices to their God. He was warned that to begin with Pharaoh would refuse to do so. "I know," said the Lord, "that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him." God said that because of his stubbornness the king would be punished. The Lord would strike Egypt with all kinds of signs and wonders, and only then would Pharaoh allow the people to leave. God promised that when the Israelites finally left Egypt, they would not go empty-handed. They would leave with articles of silver and gold, with clothing, and all sorts of precious things that God would make the Egyptians give them. Still undecided and unwilling to obey, Moses said to the Lord, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me? They will say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" Then God said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. "Throw it on the ground," said the Lord. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then God said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." Moses did so, and it became a staff again in his hand. The Lord said that this sign would convince the Israelites that the God of their fathers had really appeared to him. Then he said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." Moses did so, and when he took it out, it was white and leprous like snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," said the Lord. Moses put his hand back, and when he took it out, it was restored and healthy once again. Then God said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they will believe the second." Next episode, Moses returns to Egypt.